If any of you have ever been to a sports event or watched a sports event on television, one of the things that you will most likely see is the Gatorade. From the great big containers of Gatorade to the little bottles of it, Gatorade is a refreshment and nourishment for athletes to replenish the electrolytes in their body and in their muscles and help give them strength. And what it does is it nourishes and refreshes the muscles and the tired and weak muscles that get cramped through these activities. And when our muscles become incapacitated because they've run out of energy. For myself, I particularly remember a time when I think it was in probably 1979 when I was started riding some of the cross-country races up near the New York State border. And I remember distinctively one race in particular where I did not have anything with me to drink. I had to stop every other lap so that my dad could give me a drink so that I could carry on because it was so exhausting. So we learned a great lesson from that. And by the next time we raced, my dad had rigged up a canteen that hung on a belt on my fanny pack. And this canteen had a hose that went down in and came up, and we pinned it on my jersey right up here, and the hose stuck here, so that all that I had to do while I was riding through the woods is just reach down and stick the hose in my mouth, and I could ride and drink at the same time. Needless to say, that race I ended up winning because I had the nourishment and refreshment that I need, and I didn't have to stop. I wasn't incapacitated because of depleting my muscles. And then so it is with our bodies, both physically and spiritually. Every living thing needs nourishment. Animals need nourishment. Plants need nourishment. Human beings need nourishment. And the whole earth, because we're living entities, living beings, and we need nourishment to strengthen us and help us overcome the droughts in our lives and help us overcome the losses in our lives. Nourishment provides strength and good health to us. Without nourishment, living things die. That includes the physical being and the spiritual being. Without the nourishment, we die physically and we also die spiritually because we need spiritual nourishment. Today we continue on with the second part of this message that I started last week called Christians Are Sheepish. Being the needs of the followers of Christ as Christ's sheep. Jesus says, my sheep know my voice, I know them, they follow me, I have them, they're mine, no one can take them out of my hand. The first thing we talked about last week was the number one thing that sheep need in particular, and that is protection. Jesus says, no one can snatch my sheep from me. They need protection. Without protection, you're going to lose the sheep. So first and foremost, you need protection. Today, the second thing that they need most of all is nourishment. And that nourishment means to nourish or provide with substances necessary or essential to life and growth. In other words, without this nourishment, without these things, there's going to be no life and there's going to be no growth. It's essential that we're nourished physically and spiritually. And this is a nourishment that is not physical that we're talking about today, but spiritual. Because we all need that spiritual nourishment. We all get to those points in our lives when we're dry spiritually. We feel distant from God. We feel like we just need God to rain down on us the showers of His blessings to bring us back and re-strengthen us and get us refocused. And God is the creator of all things physical and spiritual, so He who created all these living things is the one who nourishes them, because God is in the nourishment business. He rains down upon the earth the showers when it needs. He nourishes our souls when we need. And Mark describes this spiritual nourishment in our text today. As Jesus was out teaching, He had sent His disciples out to teach. And as they came back to Him, it says in our text today that they gathered around Jesus and reported to Him all that they had done and taught. All right, they had been out teaching and doing these things for the Lord. and they gathered back around him. And it tells us that because so many people were coming and going that they didn't have a chance to eat, so he said to him, let's go away to a quiet place. We'll get nourishment and refreshment. We'll get refreshed and nourished so that we can continue on. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. Now this was on the Sea of Galilee, up in the north central to northeastern part of the Sea of Galilee, if you look at a map, where Jesus was with his disciples when they came back to him here. All right, and if you look in a Bible under this reading, you'll see the heading, Jesus feeds the 5,000. But I want you to really see what he fed them this morning. As these people saw him, so many were coming to him. He said, let's go away and we'll get refreshment. And then we'll come back to them. And they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But on the Sea of Galilee, in this particular place, you can see a long distance. So the people could see him and his disciples on the boat going. And they followed him on the shore. It tells us many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. In other words, they were on the shore following them and they got to where Jesus was going before Jesus and his disciples got there. So it tells us those that knew him ran to him as needy sheep run to the shepherd at feeding time. But yet they also had to practice patience. They got there ahead of him. They had to wait for him to come. So they ran to him and had to wait for him. It tells us when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, what did he do? Remember, they were going off to have some solitude. But no, he saw them and had compassion on them, because to him they were just like a big flock of sheep without a shepherd. Ancient Israel, who abandoned God because of the unfaithful leadership, was described in this way in the Old Testament as sheep without a shepherd. Why? Because they were lost. They had lost their direction. They were vulnerable to all of the false teachings that were coming in, and they were hungry for spiritual food. They were hungry for strength. They needed some spiritual Gatorade to refresh them. And so the people were following Jesus as you and I are following Jesus. And what does Jesus do? It says he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. He saw this crowd of hurting people. He saw this crowd of needy people, both physically and spiritually. And what did he do? He fed them. But it tells us he began teaching them many things. He saw these people with no one to protect them, and he saw these people with no one to feed them spiritually or physically. So he began to teach them many things. I want you to think about that. That's important. He has compassion on them, so he teaches them. This is what I find to be true in my own life. When I feel hungry and thirsty spiritually, dry spiritually, almost like God's nowhere in my life, I soon realize it's not because he's run from me or abandoned me. I find out it's because I have run from him or abandoned him. And I find out what I need to do is to run to him like the people ran to him, and I need to run to his word, read his word, and wait on him to respond, and he does with compassion. I run to him. I read his word, and he refreshes my soul. He leads me beside still water. He leads me to greener pastures and brings refreshment and restoration to me and restores me and restores my soul, to the writer of the 23rd Psalm. It's so wonderful. This Psalm, there's so much in Psalm 23. David says, the Lord's my shepherd. I don't want anything. I just want the Lord. He's my shepherd. Because he makes me to lie down in green pastures where there is food, nourishment. He leads me beside quiet waters where there's peace and restoration and refreshment. He restores my soul. The Lord's my shepherd. I don't want anything. I only want him because he restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. I'll fear no evil because He's with me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies to feed me. He anoints me with oil to overflowing. And goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life because the Lord's my shepherd. In John chapter 6, Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. In John chapter 4, He says, I'm the living water. You see, it's the bread of life who can satisfy our hunger. It's the living water who can satisfy our thirst. And those hunger and thirst means a discomfort caused by the need for food and water spiritually, that we need to be restored. And Jesus says, I'm the one who can feed you and refresh you and nourish you. And we, His sheep, need that nourishment. Many people come to church on Sunday morning to be refreshed and nourished and filled up and strengthened so that we might leave as strong, refreshed sheep. We come as sheep seeking God's aid, that we might be filled up to overflowing and be strong. Because day by day by day, during our week, we become worn out, tired, thirsty, hungry for something inside that only Jesus can put there. In verse 34, it tells us He has compassion towards His sheep. He had compassion on these people who came to Him, and He saw them hurting. That compassion is a yearning deep down inside in the bowels because of pity for them. When we cry out to the Lord because we're dry, Lord, I'm dry, I'm thirsty, feed me, Lord, He has compassion on us. He yearns in His bowels because He pities us. He sees us like sheep without a shepherd because we're feeling the discomfort of spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst. I want you to see what happened here in under this story. Jesus feeds the 5,000. I want you to really look at what He's doing here, because we normally think that He multiplies the bread and the fishes and feeds them physically. But I want you to see what Mark says happens. In verse 33a, they ran to Him. In verse 33b, they waited for Him. The result in 34a, Jesus saw them as hungry, thirsty sheep. Secondly, in 34a, He had compassion on them. And thirdly, in 34b, what did He do? He taught them. He taught them, because that was the nourishment they needed most, was His Word. The words of the Good Shepherd to nourish the souls and the spirits of these people. Because without that, what good's the food? We can be filled up physically all we want, but unless we fill that empty spot in our souls with the spiritual nourishment of Jesus Christ, we're still going to hunger and thirst for righteousness and rightness. So what's that mean to us today? What's it tell us? What's Mark trying to tell us? If you're dealing with something, you're feeling dry spiritually, you're feeling like God has abandoned you, like you're hungry for something, life just isn't doing it for you, run to Him. Run to His Word. Turn to His Word. Find it in the red. The Bible's loaded with it. Run to Him. Wait for Him. He sees you as tired, hungry, thirsty sheep. He says, they're my sheep, and they're hungry, and they're thirsty, and they need filled up. And He has compassion on us. And what does He do in this word in red? He teaches us that I'm a good shepherd. My sheep are mine. I feed them. They come in and they go out. They know my name. No one can take them out of my hand. I not only protect them, but I also nourish them. Because even though we might be protected, what good are sheep unless they're nourished and filled up? And who better to feed His sheep than the good shepherd of Israel, Jesus Christ? Let's pray.